If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Another big story this week, obviously the death of Chadwick Boseman after his four-year battle with colon cancer. Yesterday they reported, of course, that not many of his co-stars knew about what was happening, his illness. His agent saying that his mom, Boseman's mother, Carolyn, contributed to that decision to only share details of his fight with a few close friends. She always taught him not to have people fuss over him. It's obviously raised a lot of people's awareness about colon cancer. If that's one good thing that can come from this, certainly that's an important one. Here to talk a little bit more about that is Dr. Alan Wan, the Regional Medical Director of Oncology at Northwestern Medicine. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on your show. You know, it's such a tragic incident with such a wonderful young gentleman, and he is, you know, such a talented actor. But thanks for having me on the show this morning.
Yeah, thank you. And I appreciate you bring that up because, look, when you look at Chadwick Boseman, a young man in his young 40s, there's Instagram posts of him obviously being fit. He is, you know, not obese in any way. He kind of counters a lot of the narrative I think people have in their mind of who suffers from colon cancer.
I certainly agree with that. And, you know, there is a strong concern for, you know, younger patients in our world that are having a higher risk of developing colon cancer in this setting. You know, we're looking at the possibilities of, you know, younger patients in their 40s to 50s age group where they're having a mounting percentage of patients come in with diagnosed cancer, not necessarily symptomatic in that aspect. So
I know the big one of the big troubles with colon cancer in terms of its diagnosis, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I've been wrong many times before, but that a lot of the symptoms can be masked with other things or explained away in different ways, and then by the time you know you have colon cancer, oftentimes you're at, what, stage three already?
This is true. I mean, most of the cases that come in, if you do have a little bit of symptoms or most of the circumstances that present itself to the medical community, the diagnosis is usually stage three, like Mr. Boseman's. And in some cases, unfortunately, if the you know, disease is silent enough and you're really subtle on picking up some of the hints and some of the symptoms, you know, patients will come in with stage four and not necessarily know it until they have some symptoms. And some of those symptoms, you know, are, you know, abdominal pain, weight loss, and changes in stool caliber, blood in the stool, and things of that nature. But again, what we really want to be doing is having patients go through screening testing and increasing and promoting screening testing like colonoscopy and stool-based testing so that we prevent this from happening for younger patients and all patients in general.
All right, Dr. Wan, I got so many more questions. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and Pat, stay on the line, too. Pat's got a question for the doctor. Talking to Dr. Alan Wan, Regional Medical Director of Oncology at Northwestern Medicine. Doctor, right before we get to Pat's question, I wanted to ask, you know, boy, it is a fine line for me of knowing what symptoms are and being aware and knowing to get it checked out, and me being over-aware of symptoms and freaking out down an internet rabbit hole. And after we have a death, an unfortunate death of a young and upcoming star, I start to kind of waver on that line. So I don't know if there's any way for you to help me out in terms of symptoms that would that need to scare me and symptoms that maybe are something else entirely or that until they become repetitive, I don't have to worry about.
So that poses a great question in the sense that, you know, a lot of patients are really going to have nonspecific symptoms. And I think the safest way to, you know, address, you know, the risk of having colon cancer for the average person is to get screened on the routine basis that the recommendations, the national recommendations. And recently, because of, you know, of the highlight of colon cancer in the media and Chadwick Boseman, American Cancer Society has reduced the screening age for the average risk patient to about to the age of 45. The you know United States Preventive Services Task Force notes that they should be screened at the age of 50 to 75 and start at the age of 50. But I think for younger patients that are kind of not certain about whether or not their symptoms are valid, I would encourage them to see their doctor. And what I would say is, you know, have a conversation with your personal physician. And if you feel that the symptoms are somewhat concerning and there are assessed risks, you know, that is a recommendation to consider further evaluation in that circumstance and possibly proceed with a colonoscopy or further stool testing at that juncture.
All right, Dr. Wan, I hope you don't mind if I take a quick call. Pat, you're on WGN.
Dr. Wan and John, thank you for taking my call. I, back in 2015, had a routine colonoscopy which diagnosed that I had colon cancer. Since then, I've had surgery, and on a regular basis, I believe it's every 6 months, I believe my next appointment is coming up in November here, I have a CEA test, which, to my understanding, identifies if there's any colon cancer in my blood. I have not heard anybody on the radio, TV, newspaper, anybody mention anything about that. I'm hoping my Dr. Q is telling me that that's what I'm doing, and that's actually helping to identify that I'm so far, almost 5 years, without colon cancer in my system right now.
Great question, Pat.
Thank you.
So, first off, congratulations for being nearly 5 years cancer-free. That is quite an accomplishment and, you know, a wonderful question. And I would say that oncologists in particular, we use the CEA blood testing for monitoring in the long term of colon cancer. When we've used it in the past to try to see if it is a screening modality, it has not necessarily been a very effective way to screen for colon cancer, as it is looking for a protein in the blood that is, you know, present when colon cancer is present. We've seen instances where patients have colon cancer within the colon, and unfortunately that CEA blood testing is overtly normal. Where we use the test for the blood test is once a patient has been diagnosed and we know for a fact that there is a diagnosis and treated colon cancer, we use it to monitor for the possibility of recurrence and things of that nature.
Okay, well, thank you so much for explaining that to me, because I was thinking, like, oh my gosh, if this would be something that would be helpful to people, you know, maybe it would be part of a solution at some point. Because, like, in my family, the whole concept of a colonoscopy that I've been having since I was 50 and right now I'm 69, they're just not having it. And I'm like, well, you know, people, I mean, you know,
yeah.
I mean, once you do it the first time, I guess, you kind of just know what you have to do.
Yeah.
You have to take a couple of days off of work and you have to prep and you just have to deal with it. But in the long run, you know, you may still be here when other people are not here.
Oh, my gosh, exactly. And, Pat, congratulations as well, and thank you for that call. And I'm going to use that to pivot to my next point, Dr. Wan. I hope you could dispel some of the myths of what a colonoscopy is or isn't and how easy it is or how easy it isn't, just to try and get more people to do them.
Fair enough. So colonoscopy is always the best modality for screening for colon cancer. However, you know, if, you know, in the setting of, you know, the current day coronavirus pandemic and, you know, people are not necessarily wanting to pursue a procedure, you know, or the fact that they just don't want to go through that process, there is a stool kit DNA testing that also serves as a screening modality that needs to be done a little bit more frequently. And so that presents a nice alternative to colonoscopies. However, if there are abnormalities found in that, or if you're in a higher risk population and out of the average risk category, i.e. you have family members that have colon cancer, or you have other types of syndromes, and any other types of concerns and disease processes that may put you at risk for colon cancer, you are to not, you know, you can use that testing if you're in the average risk circumstance. If you're going through a colonoscopy prep, I guess the big thing to kind of dispel is, you know, yes, it's a little bit tedious to get through the prep aspect of it, but the actual procedure is actually very well done. The physicians, the gastroenterologists that are performing these procedures, you know, do many of them a day, and usually most patients are sedated, and, you know, it's a really smooth process. And, you know, once they wake up and get the results, you know, it's a same-day procedure. You go home that same day. The risks to any complications are very rare. You know, you get a great evaluation of what's going on in terms of the procedure, and then you have an idea if there are polyps or not. You're able to remove those on the spot, so...
Yeah, and thank you, because we had a lot of texts asking about Cologuard, which is a commercial I've watched 1,000 times before I actually stopped and realized what it was, that you are, you know, using that box to transport that, and now it all makes sense. And I guess just to put a fine point on it, you're saying that that is a great starting point, but it is not as all-encompassing or reveal as much or as certain as a colonoscopy.
So, in essence, if there's any abnormal finding on a Cologuard or any stool DNA-based test, it would lead you to perform a colonoscopy to remove a polyp or, consider an evaluation further. I would say that it's appropriate for average-risk patients. If you're 50 years old and you're doing your first colonoscopy, or if you're 45 years old and you're doing your first colonoscopy, and you don't have any family history, and you don't have any family members that have polyps, you don't have any GI-based diseases, you can talk to your doctor about doing that as an alternative. And it's nice, more pleasant alternative than having to do the prep. However,
maybe not for the mailman, but...
Fair enough. Yes, true. But, beats, doing the prep. But
it sure does. Let's go to Mary. Mary on line one. Mary, your father passed from this.
Yes, he did. He died. He died from colon cancer. So as a result, you learn a lot. You learn that the colon, this disease is probably the slowest growing cancer of all the cancers. And I don't know all the symptoms that he experienced, but he only lasted 6 months. So, I was very young at the time. And over at that time, colonoscopies weren't that popular. Even at the time, they didn't say, well, then you should get it. You should get a colonoscopy. Well, my question to the doctor is, what I don't understand is on this Chadwick Boseman situation, when he, by the time he went to the doctor, which was 4 years ago, when he got to the doctor, he was at stage three. Now, don't you think by the time you're approaching stage three, you would already be getting symptoms like the pain, the stool, the blood in the stool, and things like that? I don't understand why he didn't understand or perhaps get these symptoms and not pay attention to it.
Judgment-free, of course, because people get pains and they don't realize it. But I think it's an interesting point.
The stool system, stool, the blood in the stool, that's a really serious sign.
Right, right. Dr. Wan, any thoughts on that?
So there are some patients that don't necessarily have very significant symptoms. Some patients don't necessarily manifest with significant changes in their stool. And unfortunately, patients that do manifest with symptoms and a prompt of urgent evaluation with their physician, obviously things are caught much more appropriately. But what we really want to emphasize in the long term for all people across the board, and even now at a younger age in particular, because, with his circumstance and being so young, screening is the best way to catch this. If we can catch this as a polyp, or we can catch this in the earlier stage, curative rates, prevention is so much more important than that circumstance. Unfortunately, for some patients, they never really truly manifest with aggressive symptoms until, very, very late stages in the colon cancer, and that does truly happen in my practice and many other doctors as well.
Thank you.
Well, in my case, I get colonoscopies every 6 months, of course.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Because of my family history.
Yeah. Thank you, Mary. We appreciate the phone call. Of course, sorry about your father. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, you're on WGN.
Hi. I was very late in getting one because I just didn't. I kept thinking they were going to come up with a less invasive thing. But finally, at 65, I went and got one because my dentist, who was younger, had colon cancer, and he kept asking me, every time I went to the dentist of all places, he would ask if I got a colonoscopy. So finally, I did go, but I did not have a good experience. Oh. It was not easy. I had to drink that whole gallon of stuff. Fine. I knew everybody told me it's going to be a breeze, but all you have to do is drink that stuff. Well, it turns out there's all kinds of things you can't eat the whole week before. So by the time I drank all this stuff, I had nothing to poop out.
Oh, okay.
Basically.
We got about 15 more seconds, Mary, your final point.
Point was I had to do it again the next day because they couldn't. And by then, I really didn't have anything in me.
Yeah, okay. Ken, I'm sorry you had to go through that, but I think hopefully it doesn't discourage other people from doing it. Dr. Wan, we're out of time. I appreciate all the phone calls, too. And Dr. Wan, thanks for helping shed some light on this, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on the show.